Yo, 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 and welcome back to Creeps and Crimes
Podcast.
I'm Taylor.
I'm Morgan. Happy Thursday and happy episode 178.
Finally.
179.
That's so exciting. Finally. How are we feeling?
Good. Good. How are you?
Morgan, tell them how your birthday was. Oh, I love how we're acting like we're on like a morning show and we haven't seen each other.
We literally have just been talking for the last 4 hours.
We have laid down horizontal and talked the entire time. So, Morgan, how was your birthday?
My birthday was great, guys. It was fabulous. We had so much fun. We started our morning off. We went to a little coffee shop. I had the best blueberry lavender latte.
It was so stunning.
History. It was so
and a blueberry
good.
Muffin.
Amazing. Oh, I want God. It right now.
Oh my God.
You go there tomorrow morning and you get me the blueberry muffin.
Before I come and get my blood drawn.
And drop it off in my mailbox and I'll be ready for it.
Oh my God.
And then we took Ollie on a little walk. So that was me, Aaron, Logan, Taylor, and our friend McKenna.
McKenna.
And we went on a little walk. It was freezing.
It was freezing and we didn't even track how long it was, but it was a long walk.
Yeah, no, we were really walking.
But you know what? I loved it. Mm-hmm. It felt so good.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was so fun. I ran sprints with Ollie and I'm still sore from it.
Yeah.
I'm still so
not
sore
me.
From it.
I wouldn't dare.
Yeah.
And then Aaron took me to the mall. Well, I was like, I'm going to go to the mall and get a birthday outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you don't need a birthday. Yeah, enough club. Blah,
shut
blah.
Up.
And I was like, okay, well, I'm going. So are you coming? Like,
or
it's
what?
Literally my birthday. Like, you
it's
have an option.
Literally
you
my
have
day.
To come.
It's about me.
So he comes and then he buys it. So
yeah,
that was fine.
That's fine.
I got a little fit from H&M. And then we went to Bella and Merville. So good. The flaming cheese wheel pasta.
So stunning.
Guys,
this is the best part of
the story.
Just
can I tell it?
Tell them the classic.
So
it's a Creeps and Crimes classic.
The Creeps and Crimes classic. So our guy that he's a cheese
aficionado.
A cheese aficionado. He's introducing himself. He's from
Boston.
And he's got the Boston accent.
And you can
okay?
fucking tell he's from Boston.
And Taylor's like, oh yeah, Boston's really cool. Like,
I went when I was like seven.
He's like, oh, what's one thing you remember from Boston? And Taylor's like, the massacre. She says to this man who's in control of our bowls of pasta that the one thing she remembered from Boston was the massacre.
I was,
and then is like, he's looking at her and she's like the stone, like the,
I'm like the plaque that's on the ground in the middle of it where the massacre happened.
And he's thinking
the bombing,
the Boston Marathon bombing.
And I'm like, okay, no, take it back to the 1700s.
I'm talking like history, my man.
Yeah. I'm like,
so he's,
what do you think I was learning
like
about?
We're a table full of lunatics.
Fucking like psychopaths.
Like serial killer meet and greet right here, right now. Anyway, she was referencing this historical
the
plaque
Boston
from the
1700s. Massacre. Everyone, tell me you remember the Boston Massacre. You
I
learned
do.
It at that age. That's why I remember. That's why it stood out to me when I was like, I just learned about this.
Yeah, it was pretty fucked up.
It was,
and then
dark.
None of us at the table could let it go. And Taylor's just like, fuck me, I shouldn't have said anything.
I was like, you know what? I'm never talking to him again. But I was cackling too because I was like trying to tell him like I would never joke about the fucking bombing.
Aaron was laughing so hard he couldn't.
Peyton had to put his napkin over his, and then Logan's selling.
Peyton does that.
I though. Do too. But then Logan's selling Creeps and Crimes.
Yeah, Logan, he's like, sorry, they're a true crime podcaster.
Yeah, you ever heard of it?
Why is it beeping? Is it even recording right now?
It stopped recording. Why did you do that, girl?
Do you want me to pause this?
No, it's okay. I don't know what happened, but that's weird.
That's suspicious.
That's interesting. Never has happened before in the history of time.
So anyway, everyone was cracking up. Logan's over there. He's hyping up the podcast. Oh, that's just a true crime podcaster and
you know,
my wife. You
yeah,
know her.
Yeah, she's a true crime podcaster.
Yeah, you know her.
You should go subscribe to Creeps and Crimes. I'm like, he's definitely not now. In fact, I don't want him to know where I live. You know,
yeah,
I don't want him to know
what
I do.
It was pretty funny.
It was funny. It
but
was
like
hilarious.
Also not funny. It was morbid, but it was like funny.
But
morbid.
I'm not talking about the bad one. I'm talking about the... Okay,
they're all bad.
All of them are bad, but it's
but
so,
you're referencing the plaque. That's what you're... That
was referencing
was monumental to you.
The plaque on the ground because I took a picture of it and my finger was in front of it and I was torn up because I didn't find out until we got home and we printed it.
Oh, man.
It was bad.
Anyway,
day.
Our dinner was great. It
yeah.
was so good. Pasta so much better.
Boston
left over,
massacre.
Too. And we were like... They're like, you want the entree or the side? And we're like, the entree.
Yeah, so. The entree.
Of course. And that's what you're
going
to be eating for dinner tonight. And I'm so jealous.
Well, I went down at some point during this, and I saw it sitting out, and I only had like a bite left, and it, like, when I say a bite, like a small cup, and I shoved it in my mouth because I was getting a little passy outery.
Yeah, for sure.
We just got off a phone call with Kate, one of our listeners.
Hey, Kate.
Hey, Kate.
You're so cute.
Yeah, we had a good time. We had Maggie, our manager, on there with her.
So was she intimidating? She's always intimidating.
She scares us.
She's the best.
She's so fucking cool. And then what else did we want to talk about? I had like boobs a million. Guys, if you didn't know yet, remember back in August? No, it was the July? End of August, September.
Oh.
Because it was that day that I flew back that the tornado happened.
Oh, yeah.
So if y'all remember, I got stuck in Charlotte the week.
Beginning
the day,
of August.
Yeah. No, September.
When did the tornado
September
hit?
7th.
I thought it was August 7th.
Was it? No, it was August 7th.
Yeah, it was August 7th.
September's when we all moved.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know.
End of July.
And August is also October to me.
Yeah.
So we're all good.
Yeah, August 7th.
So August 7th, I had flown back. I had flown back that day, and I got stuck in Charlotte, and it was the day that the episode with Em and Christine was supposed to be sent over to production. Mm-hmm. And
I was like, don't worry, I can edit it when I get home.
Yeah. Then, no.
What home?
Yeah, rough. So, anyways, back then, the reason I went to LA was because I was filming Death in the Dorms, season 2, episode 3, The Case of Marlon Barnes and Temwanika Lumpkins, which I've covered on Patreon, but I've never publicly covered.
TikTok. Well, it went from TikTok. Patreon to
TikTok. Got it. And so that's how they found me, was through my TikTok, and they reached out and asked if I would want to come be a part of it. And I was like, yes. And it was released this past Thursday whenever 178 came out. But I was so scared to talk about it because I've never done anything like that. So I didn't know what it was going to be like. And all I can remember is that I needed to powder my face the entire time I was there. And so I was so nervous about it. And then I didn't want to tell anyone. And I watched it as soon as it dropped, 12:01 that day. And then... yeah, so it's out now.
She was really nervous.
I was sick.
Like, the whole week. Because they, like, told her, they sent the email earlier in the week. It was like, it's going to be released this Thursday. And I, like, immediately, here's so funny. It's so funny. I never open our emails.
Never.
Because most of, well, Taylor handles our emails.
When she's at work.
And I'm looking. I never open them. But when I do, it's always ones that I'm not supposed to see.
The ones that I'm trying to hide.
So it comes up. I immediately click it. And I also try to. If it's just because, like, Taylor will get emails just for her on the account. Mm-hmm. So I try not to open them because then I don't want it to get lost for you. Because if you see it's open, you're not going to read it. But that one, I was like, click. This Thursday, I'm texting her. I'm like, it's out this Thursday. I'm so excited. And she's like, I literally clicked that so fast that you would not see it. I did not want that to pop up on your phone.
I saw his name. I've been lying to my mom about the release date. She figured it out. I told her the wrong name of the show. She figured it out. And she went and found it. And she was like, we're watching it. She had a house, like a, not a house party. She did not have a house party. She had a watch party with my family.
Aww.
And they all call me crying up. But anyways, it went out, and I'm going to talk more about it next week, because this week we're going to be focusing on the creepy of things.
Ooh, that's me.
That's Miss Morgie Poo. Yeah, so anyways, what are you the CEO of this week?
Oh, good question.
We're talking about too much business. This is the intro.
It's my bridal shower this weekend.
Boom, 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 boom.
So we'll be in the Berg. Taylor's coming to the Berg for the first time.
I'm heading north, baby.
And... So my shower's this weekend. I'm excited for it. A little nervous of what my mother might have planned for me.
I'm so excited.
She gets a little crazy with the decorations.
And it's your first time gonna meet.
And it's my first time meeting my little Augustus.
A little Augustus.
It's not his name.
It's not.
His name is August.
Yeah, we're just joking.
But I like to call him Augustus because whenever my sister was pregnant, we have like the weirdest nicknames for everyone. Dogs, our brother, we call him Buddy. You know, dogs have weird names. And I don't know.
Bucky's not Bucky's real name.
Yeah,
so.
Bucky's not Bucky's real name. It's Mark.
it's fake.
So I don't know where, actually, I'm trying to think of where it came out, but we just started calling him Gloop, like in the belly. It was Gloop.
In utero.
His name was Gloop. Like, oh, when's Gloop coming? And
Gloop.
It stuck to Augustus Gloop. Augustus Gloop.
Oh, that's why. Because he was measuring big as fuck.
He was.
And so we were like, he's going to come out looking like Augustus Gloop.
I thought this motherfucker was going to come out being like an old lineman.
15 pounds. Yeah. No, yeah. He didn't. It was like, wasn't he like 7 pounds? I think.
Yeah, he like, 8 ounces. He dropped so much weight when he came out.
Yeah, he's just a little sweet.
But he was measuring like crazy.
Yeah, like at her, sorry, TMI Marley. Sorry, I hope you don't mind. At her like 30-week scan, he was 5.5 pounds already, like 20th percent, whatever the percentiles are, like top of the line. And we're like, that baby gonna come out real big.
I wish I could bring our mics and have a Patreon tell all with sorry Marley.
We got the vlog camera. You She'd be way too it? Nervous.
She can't be nervous.
She would be so nervous.
It's us.
But so he was measuring like way big, so we started calling him Augustus Gloop because we knew his name was going to be August. That's mm-hmm. what it was. And so now it sticks around, so we call him Gloopy.
Gloopy.
Yeah.
Gloopy.
And he is just like a little gloopy.
He got a little gloopy in
just
his eyes.
Just a little gloopy big boobie. And so I'm really excited to meet him. I'm on babysitting duty one day for like 4 hours. And my only reassurance was, well, your father will be home like halfway through God. That. I'm like, my Bucky?
Yeah.
Bucky's going to help Thank me with the
God. Baby? Yeah. So helpful, everybody.
Like, very trusting of my sister. Very, yeah. very trusting of her.
I would leave my kids with you. Like, I would, if something ever happened, okay, and I could, if my mom wasn't, something happened, okay, and I didn't have my mom to go to, I was in a situation where I just needed to get up and go. I would literally leave my baby on your front doorstep and just know that after you wake up from your nap, you'd go get him.
Yeah, there would be a nap in place.
Yeah,
at least knock on the door. Once you get Ollie barking, I'd get up.
Yeah, once Ollie's barking.
Yeah, no, I am great with kids. It's not babies too, but I just also at the same time I'm sitting at WWE and the little girl, I'm kicking her because I can't stand her feet being in my space.
Yeah,
like,
but
it's
he's
like
a baby.
It's like I'm abusing this child at WWE. Not really.
He's like he's literally a gloop.
Yeah, he's just a little
he's just
gloop.
Like a little booger. Like yeah. he's just not gonna do
he's
anything.
So gloopy too.
He's just gonna be there.
He's oh, I can't wait to meet him. But floofy. He's all he does is wants the bottle. I'm like, ugh.
You're so
and any time I call, this is I know what it feels like now. Anytime I call, I'm like, you know what? I'm fucking done. Auntie M is out the door. He hates me.
I'm
he
out.
Hates the sound of my voice because you listen too much to me on the
yep.
phone and on the podcast.
He's like, shut those bitches up.
Yeah, he's not gonna like your voice either.
Wait, watch him absolutely be so soothed by my voice and just absolutely like irritated by yours.
I'm like, anytime I call, she's like, she just starts laughing. I'm like, what? And she turns down. He's
That's Ollie, but to me.
I know how it feels now. I'm so sorry.
Now that
I'm
Crew's like, an adult, he's not an adult, but he's he can take a step. He is so happy when I call.
He's walking.
Yeah, he walked. He showed us his fucking party trick, and we were shooketh.
Yeah.
He's not allowed to do that. So
what baby is that down
And then
there?
He said, yeah, and then yeah, and then
mama.
And then mama.
Yeah, he did that a lot.
Yeah. And blew us kisses and did all his things. But anyways,
he wouldn't blow me a kiss.
When he was little, he would get all fussy when I'd call. And now when I call, he gets fussy because he wants to hold the phone and talk to me. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so fucking special.
I'm the best ever.
I'm so fucking special, Auntie T.
Yeah, well, I hope that's my case scenario.
Yeah.
That would be really
It
nice.
Will be because you're going to be the fun aunt.
Of course. Sorry, Sarah.
Well, no, Sarah.
No, sorry, Sarah. I'm the cool aunt.
Sarah, here's the thing. You're the running aunt, you know?
Yeah. When he's training for cross country and his marathons, he'll go to you.
Yes.
But
when he's drunk at the bar.
when he wants to start up a YouTube channel to show us his slime videos, he's coming to me.
The slime videos? I can't wait. Oh, my God. I already have a brand name. I'm not even going to put it out there because we're going to go ahead and get the domain for him.
Okay.
He's going to have an entire industry of slime.
Gloop, yeah.
Yeah.
He's gloopy. What the fuck?
Oh, my God. Our fucking thing. Okay, anyways. So CEO of?
I'm the CEO of... Can you go first? Thank you.
I'm the CEO of... Oh, I'm the CEO of carpentry.
Oh,
I'm a carpenter.
More.
I'm a carpenter now. I am. No, that would be sacrilegious. I'm not going to say that.
Tell me more. What's up?
But so I finished all of the trim, like molding
in my living room.
Looks so good.
Looks so good.
Remind me to look at it in person on my way down.
It makes the ceilings look like they're 5 feet taller.
Yeah.
It looks so good.
I'm so glad you did, went with that.
Me too. But I'm even, what I'm actually happier about is that the PVC molding trim is now no longer laying down my long hallway.
Yeah.
This is the first time since we bought the home.
Yeah.
Because the day we bought it, we went and bought all that molding and put it down that hallway. I have not seen the fucking baseboards, and they were disgusting.
Oh no.
And I don't know how, because I've moved the PVC pipes, PVC things a million times and like dusted and Swiffered all down it.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but anyways, it was so satisfying. I got to clean all the baseboards. I did all that, put all that up, and then I just looked it on. Then I've thought about how I'm gonna take everything down off all the walls, and I'm gonna redo all the molding and all the house because it just looks, it elevates the space to a place that like it doesn't even look like the house I bought.
Yeah.
And like when I see it, I'm like, I saw these walls just so bare. And also what it helps me, people that have ADHD, is that I forgot we're not on camera anymore. I'm leaning back.
Oh yeah.
Because ADHD, like obviously, like I feel the need to like fill spaces with things that are eye-catching to me, not only like other people, because it's my fucking house. Like right. It's gonna be how I like it. And I want in this house to have a lot of art on the walls, but I haven't figured out how to do that. Like I want, obviously, like I have the most extra rug and all that shit, but like because I have that really extra big personality rug, everything else has to be kind of in tune with that. So I was gonna paint that whole wall, and then I was like, you know what, let me put up the molding and let me just see if I like it, and then I'll make the decision if I paint it. And the second I did that, I was like, I want to take all the pictures off the wall and I want to start over, because now that I can see it, it doesn't need so much space to be filled. It's taken up some space, but I did find a little design that I'm going to go to Home Depot. I'm going to figure out how to cut angles to make a design out of that wall work. Like how they, you know, when you'd walk in, you walk into an old house and like they have those custom things above the doors.
Yeah.
They're really easy to piece together.
Well, now that your living room's done, could you help me with mine? Because I hate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I liked your update that you did.
No, I want the green things gone.
What? Oh, you're getting rid of green.
It's not right. I want that gone. I just don't have anything to put there now, and the wall can't be bare.
Yeah, you're just going to have to, you know what?
Well, it's hard to have green when your walls are blue.
True. You know
I
how
people get the camera like we're on camera. We're
I
not.
Know we're not on camera. Fuck.
I'm still doing it. I'm the CEO of carpet cleaning. You're the CEO of carpentry. I'm the CEO of carpet cleaning.
Yeah.
Got a new Bissell Crosswave.
Boom.
Carpet rug cleaner.
Hells yeah.
I went to town. So the rug in my living room is actually from our apartment,
which is actually from my freshman dorm room.
Yeah.
It's been
a venture.
She's been.
And before I carpet cleaned this rug, I vacuumed over it twice.
And just so we're all clear, I have pressure washed this rug.
And I take this Bissell to it, and it's got two separate tanks. It's like clean water tank, dirty water tank. And it was black. And I was like, that explains college.
That is college.
That is residue.
We have taken that is straight up.
Keef. There's keef in that carpet.
Yeah. And so then we were like, should we smoke it?
Should we smoke the water?
Should we smoke the water?
Just kidding.
You can't smoke water. Yeah. And who the fuck would ever do that?
No, disgusting. The amount of hair.
The amount of hair and the amount of people's hair.
So much DNA on that carpet.
So much. If a crime scene ever happened in there, we would all be detained.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Immediately.
Yeah, it was fun though. I love that machine.
Yeah, that's so satisfying.
It was awesome. And Ollie was pissing me off though, because I would go over a spot. He doesn't like vacuums, but this one was really quiet, so it wasn't bothering him. But the carpet was wet. That was a problem. Because he wanted to rub his neck in it.
Yeah.
So I would carpet clean something, and then he would dig his hair back in by rubbing his neck into the scent of the carpet.
Tell them what he did outside with his monkey.
Yeah, this...
This is fueling Addison.
Addison's enraged right now.
Yeah.
So Ollie, I let him out today, and he always picks up a toy whenever he greets me at the door, because it's like, it shows how much... It's like extra emotion, but like also like, here's the gift for you. Whatever it means, I don't know. And we're going outside, and I always make him drop his toys. Well, he would not let go of his stuffed monkey today. This is why his name is Monkey, by the way.
Yes.
He would not let go of his stuffed monkey So I'm like, all right, fine. So I put him out on the leash and I'm like laughing. I'm giggling. I'm chasing him around the yard. I'm like, Ollie, give me that monkey.
Yeah.
And he's like, just like side eyeing me with the monkey in his mouth. And like I tried to grab it and it was not budging. So anyway, I'm like, all right, whatever. Just take your monkey outside. Just, well, you're just going to carry it around. You're going to go pee and then you're going to come back in with the monkey in your mouth. So I go and I sit on the back patio. I always sit out there when he's out there because he harasses people. And anybody that's out there, he harasses squirrels in the trees, cats in the trees.
My raccoon.
Raccoons. He harasses them all. It's his yard. And I see him drop the monkey. He takes two steps forward, straddles over the monkey, pees on it, and then gets one last fuck you in by stomping on the now pee-soaked stuffed animal.
So he's grounded.
Yeah. Yeah, he's grounded. And then also this morning, so I go to work I go to close the door. We lock our door at night. I go to close the door and it's like, I'm like, ow, that hurt.
The bedroom door.
The bedroom door. And I'm like, that hurt. But I was like, it felt like someone, and I like looked at it with my flashlight because I always walk out with my flashlight on. And it looks like, just at first glance, like someone had taken like pliers or like something to try to get the door unlocked to like get into the bedroom. And I was like, I've never noticed that before. I'm scared. So I'm like frantically running out the door 10 minutes into work. And I grab a kitchen knife and I'm just like kind of like scoot my way out, leaving Ollie and Aaron to fend for themselves because I'm late. Yeah, I'm sorry. You're sleeping, but I'm late.
He's got Ollie though.
Yeah. That's what I also was like thinking, like Ollie would have known.
Ollie would have freaked the hell out. Yeah.
So I walk out to the car with my kitchen knife. It sits in my car all day in the hospital parking lot. Don't arrest me.
That looks really nice.
And
security.
Yeah, don't call security. And I come back in and I'm looking at it now and I'm like, I thought for a second it looks like teeth marks. But then I'm like, I've never seen Ollie jump up and bite the door.
No.
I was like, ever. So I go to the bathroom and lights aren't working in the primary bath. So I'm like texting Taylor. I'm like, lights aren't working. So now I'm a little concerned. I'm like, wow, maybe someone wasn't here because I'm like remembering the door handle. So I'm texting Taylor. I'm like, any issues? And she's like, I don't remember the door handle being like that. Like, send me a picture. She's like, the bathroom does that all the time, though. The power surges.
You got to click the button.
And I'm like, okay. So I walk back out there. I send her a picture. And she's like, well, it looks like fucking teeth marks. And I'm like, yeah,
it kind of does.
Kind of does, but I've just truly, I have never seen Ollie do that. Like, and he, I couldn't see him wanting to get into a room so badly. And also, when we leave, all the doors are open so that he doesn't fuck up a door. So anyway, I think it was shut from the birthday dinner.
Yeah.
So I do think it was. So I'm sitting on the bed and I'm like asking Ollie, I'm like, did you do this? And he's just looking at me like, I don't know what you're talking about. I've never seen that door in my life. Like,
I've never even looked at that door once. I didn't know we had a door there.
Take a picture, send it to Taylor. She's like, Your Honor?
Guilty. Guilty.
His face, like,
he did it.
Freaking asshole jumped up. He was mad that I went and celebrated my birthday without him. And so he jumped up there and he bit the doorknob.
He did that. He
or
thought y'all were
trying
in
to
there.
Break in the middle of the night. I think it was
he definitely thought y'all were in there just hiding from him.
Yeah.
Truly. He was like, I knew that
your
they
birthday.
Went out.
I know that you wouldn't leave me like this. You like, have to be hiding from me.
But you know what, Ollie? You're being so selfish. We took you on like a 2.5 mile walk that morning.
Yeah, seriously.
2.5 miles.
And a couple sprints.
Yeah. You got four whole sprints.
Yeah.
Two with Taylor. Down and back.
Two with Logan,
down and back.
And then a walk.
And then another long walk. Freezing beans outside. And then there was a whole, like, work crew.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That was weird.
We were on the phone.
Like, there was, like, volunteers there,
yeah, it was,
too.
Like, volunteers, like, clearing out this property. And as soon as we walked up, they started blowing leaves. They started taking chainsaws out. We were like, Jesus Christ. Like, we're with a little dog. He's not a little dog.
And then we saw Ollie's twin.
Oh, my God.
That was a glitch.
It was like Spider-Man. Like the Spider-Man memes. That's At first I like had to take a second to be like, we have Ollie.
Yeah.
I'm looking at
this
Ollie.
This dog looked just like Ollie.
But guys, Ollie did walk with me for a little while.
He did good.
He did really good walking with me. He did really good.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want the leash.
And then I saw another dog coming towards us and I was like, not that I'm ever worried about Ollie doing anything, but he just gets excited, obviously. Mm-hmm. And the other dog, I have no idea what the fuck that they're going to do. So like, I'm not ever going to be responsible for holding a baby when a possibly psychotic dog comes running at him.
Right, exactly.
Because then if that happened, Auntie.
But Aaron and Logan had him at first, and I don't know why they were trailing so far behind.
They were like,
what
having,
were they doing?
I don't know. We stopped and we were like, are you guys coming or what?
And so they had Ollie at first, and he's like, he has to be at the front of the pack or mm-hmm. he gets stressed out if he's not guiding us, because he wants to make sure everything's fine where we're walking. Mm-hmm. And he's back there
freaking out
because they're dicking around. They were literally walking like half our pace.
We did like a mom walking group that morning. It was like fast paced type shit.
And they
too.
Couldn't keep up. No.
They couldn't keep up. They yeah. were in the dad's walking group.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, with the kids.
Yeah.
And then the kid was well, freaking
fine.
The fuck
that's
out.
That's what it's going to be like when we all go to the zoo.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, okay, next exhibit. And we're going to turn back and they're still at the giraffes, two exhibits before us.
We'll leave the kids and we'll go sit at the bar and then be like, and let us know when you're done. Since you guys want to take all fucking day. Seriously.
No
we're going to.
Time for that.
We'll run through it once. And we'll meet you about halfway through again. Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit.
Okay, guys. So we got a really cool episode.
Yeah. So today I'm going to be covering the Allen House. And we have a guest with us. Our first
creepy
side guest.
Oh, yeah. That sounds awful. But
not
we,
our, he's
first
not creepy.
Creepy
I interviewed Mark Spencer, the owner of the Allen House and the author of the book, A Haunted Love Story, The Allen House. So you will hear that.
So we're going to separate the episode,
yes,
the intro from the episode, because we want to make sure that like anyone that's coming for just the interview doesn't have
to hear this birthday recap.
Yeah, it doesn't have to, you know.
So it's like a real life Pipe and Hot Goss.
Yeah, this is a real life Pipe and Hot Goss, yeah. Not a fake life.
Yeah, so you can catch that on, it's posted the same day.
You listen to this and then it'll come next probably.
Yeah, I'm so curious to see the numbers of how many people actually listen to the intro versus the episode.
We're going to be able to tell who's fake and who's not.
Period. All right. So catch us there.
Yeah. We'll hit you with it over there.
Catch
so
us there.
We'll hit you with it. Meet us over there.
It's so good. I'm so excited for you guys to hear it. It's my first interview. So.
It was Morgan did really good, guys.
I had to do it by myself.
I got to listen to it on Patreon. I mean, I got to listen to it actually yesterday. I listened to a little bit of it and you did so good.
Thanks.
Yeah, but by the time this is over, I'm gonna be an expert about that interview, y'all. So I'm so excited. All right, we'll catch y'all over there.